Here's a steal. Jaylen Brown jumps the passing lane. He'll go the distance, lay it in with the right hand. It puts the Celtics up by 6. In Sacramento, where the Celtics have beaten the Kings 104-93, win number 50 on the year. One of the highlights, the return of Jaylen Brown, who joins us outside the Celtics locker room. How are you feeling right now? That's question number one.
Oh, man, I feel a little bit tired right now. just running up and down. It felt really good to get back out there with our guys. When I came back, I told Brad I didn't want to mess up the team's rhythm. We had two good wins versus Oklahoma City and Portland. Just wanted to work my way back in the system, just try to take my time today.
One thing I did notice about that, and I told Sean, I kind of pointed out, I said, was it the speed of the game, being away from it for so long, or were your lungs just kind of burning while you're out there?
Well, the Kings, they play really fast, so they're probably one of the fastest paces in the league. But the physicality of it, you know, I haven't done any 5-on-5 when I was out. So getting back to bumping and filling those roles and that contact, that was the difference.
How scary, how hard was the process? Al went through it at the beginning of last year, and he's talked to me on and off the air about having some really scary moments when you just don't really know what's going on with your own body. How did the process unfold for you over the 3 weeks?
It was definitely something to be taken serious. You know, anytime you have an injury to the head, neck, back, and things like that, that can really affect your not only just your career, that can affect your overall health. You want to take serious. So I did my due diligence and made sure everything was taken care of. I feel great now, just getting ready to get ready for the playoffs, and I'm looking forward to seeing how far we can go with this thing.
One thing, Sean, and I saw you had that breakaway layup, and we were just thinking in our minds, did you think about it while you were going in by yourself?
I was thinking about it, but I seen somebody behind me. I was like, man, it's not even worth it. I just laid it up and kept it moving.
I can't imagine what was going through your mind watching the events here outside the building on Thursday night. And obviously you all wore the T-shirts in conjunction with the Kings tonight. I mean, we're in this sort of unprecedented era, and it's almost as if you are built for it, where this is becoming so much more. We're using this platform, I think, all of us, to speak about things that really matter. Hey, listen, live.
My professor's standing right here while I'm talking to him from Berkeley.
That's also important. So, I mean, I'm sure he taught you on some of this stuff as well.
No, but to be on serious note, you're absolutely right. You know, this is the notion is being changed a lot to shut up and dribble. And we got to continue to use this platform as athletes and as people who are in the forefront. That has to be a critical point to do. And I can't wait to be a part of it and see how things move forward in the future.
Last question. Did that professor pass you?
Did he pass me?
Yeah.
He did. He definitely did.
Oh, he's cool then.
Flying colors.
All right, good.
Jaylen, we'll see you on the plane.
All right, thank you.
All right, 104-93 is the final. The Celtics win it.